as I've been explaining each week, in order to really learn Eretz HaTorah on any level of trying to have a hergish for what Rav Kook is saying, we first have to know the world that he was in and the world that he came from, which is the same world that we're living in. It's just that we need to understand. Torah Lishma is what we've been talking about for months now, 2 months, whatever it is. And the pages that you have, where we're up to, it's important, before we continue, it's important for us to see the piece from the Maharal. So on the bottom of the page, we had learned last time, before Yontov, we had learned the Bach. So at the bottom of that page, that says on the Tuf Mem Aleph, this is a mimer from the Novominsk Rebbe that was written in response, for those who were not here, that was written in response to the unfortunate publication of a publishing of a sefer about the Vilna Gaon that contained many, many distortions about Chassidus in it. And this one particular part of the Maimer is dealing with the misunderstanding of the difference, the machloikis, between the Gedolei HaChassidus and the Talmidim of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, regarding this question of what's the definition of Torah Lishma, Lashem HaTorah. And we've been learning that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was not, and his Talmidim did not create a new concept of Torah Lishma, but this is in fact the continuation of the Mahalach of the Zohar and the Kisvei Ari, and the Tzaddikim, all the way down to the time of the Bach and the Maharal. Later on, this point would be strengthened in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and his disciples. And the Machloikis is much smaller, of course, than people think. Nevertheless, there is a Nekud of Machloikis that we've been speaking about the past few weeks. But it's important to understand where this view of Rav Kook comes from, and that, as I said, he makes shalom between these worlds, as he always did, and he was a descendant who received the Messiah of those two worlds, of the way of the Baal Shem Tov and the way of the Vilna Gaon. He was deeply connected to both of those worlds. And there's no question that since he was a great, Rav Kook was a great Mekuvel, and he saw the bigger picture, that he saw no contradiction between the way of the Baal Shem Tov, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov regarding the tachlis of learning Torah is Dveikus Bashem. He saw no contradiction between that and the traditional Messiah of Torah learning that existed until the time of the Baal Shem Tov, as we'll see in a few minutes. But first, it's important for us to learn a little piece from the Maharal that he brings down. Since I'm sure all of you know that the Maharal was one of the great Makaris of Chassidus, and the Gedolei HaChassidus drew very, very much from the Torah of the Maharal, there are many concepts that are found in Chassidus that were already present in the writings of the Maharal, but were brought out in different ways in the unique style of Chassidus, but are already there in the Maharal. So just on the bottom of Tav Tav Mem Aleph, that's where we're up to. Tamsis Hadvarim Kitzarach Lahargish, in the pages, Kitzarach Lahargish, a Paischim Beliman HaTorah as Kedushas Nais HaTorah. The Tamsis of what we're learning is that when a person opens up to learn a piece of Torah, it's not enough for him to learn the Torah, but he has to seek in his learning the one who gave the Torah, the giver of the Torah. It's not enough just to learn Torah. One has to connect to the one who gave the Torah, who's giving us the Torah this moment, and to be connected to the Kedushas of Torah. Shepesh Kedushas of Torah is Kedushas Nais HaTorah, Lizdabek B'Nefesh B'Shchinos Yisbarach, and therefore one must seek Dveikus, one must seek to attach himself as much as possible to Hashem Yisbarach, to the Shechina, because Hashem, as we learned in the Tanya, that Hashem is descending to us. Hashem didn't only come down to Har Sinai. He comes down into the Blat Gemara. He comes down to Rashi. He comes down to the Pasuk of Navi. He comes down to the Tosfos. He comes down to the Mishnah Berurah. He comes down to Baruch Shalom. In davening, we go up to him, and in Torah, he comes down to us. That's how it is. In davening, we go up to him, and in Torah, he comes down to us. Vayal Moshe, Moshe when it went up, that's tefillah. Vayered Hashem is Torah. And therefore, the tachlis of learning Torah is not just to understand. It's not to understand the Chaimer, which it sounded like in the Nefesh HaChaim, that that's the Iker Avoida of learning Torah, is to understand what you're learning. As far as what happens in the worlds, in the universe, that mimela, that happens. That's something that takes place. That's not your concern when you're learning. Your concern when you're learning is to understand what you're learning, period. The pilpul of the chomer, of the material itself. So, that's what we saw in Nefesh HaChaim. Even Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, of course, as we learned, holds that one must try to pause a moment before he learns, and even every now and then during the learning to remember the Bari Olam, to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. But the tachlis is understanding the learning. Whereas in Chassidus, the tachlis is Dveikus B'Hashem, Dveikus to the one who is giving the Torah. Zul B'chinas Torah L'Shma, that is Torah L'Shma. Kfi Shapir Shahabach, as we learned last time from the Bach, Umavad Achilik B'Signal HaLashem, and besides there being some differences in the style of the Lashon, Hein Hamer Devei Baal Shem Tov, Hamurim L'Mal. What the Bach says is no different than what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. And we'll see the same thing with the Mahal down to the next page. Tov Mem Beis. Kacha mamish kosov gam ha-mairal ba-agdom al-asef tefes Yisrael al-divya gemara anal min adorm. You remember we began with that gemara in the dorm. The Bach explains the gemara, but the gemara asks mit neima of the hearts, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed, meaning why was there churban b'sam mikdash? What happened neima of the hearts, alma of the hearts, what happened? So the Gemara says an amazing thing. Right? Because they didn't say Birch Sator before they learned. They weren't saying the Bracha Birch Sator before they were learning. So the Bach was explaining, what does that mean? Every Orthodox Jew gets up in the morning and he says, well, the Brachas. So everybody was saying Birch Sator. So what does that mean? Shal Bracha B'Tar Tchila. So the Bach explained, and now the Maral explained in his Hagdom of Tefes Yisrael what that is. El Shabia Gam Hashomu Sham. The Gemara also says over there, Mipneima Ein Tamid Chacham Mitzuyim She Yetsu Mibneihem Tamid Chacham. The Gemara says also another amazing thing. Why is it that we see that there are Tamid Chacham, there are people who learn a lot of Torah, and their children don't seem to be particularly interested, and their children are not Tamid Chacham? How did that happen? Why is that? And the Gemara says, you know why? Because the fathers are not saying Birchas HaTorah. It's the same question. The father's not saying Birchas HaTorah. Father's a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara is asking, why is it that from Talmidei Chachamim, the children are not coming out? How come the sons are not coming out Talmidei Chacham? So we're talking about the Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, every Jew says Birchas HaTorah, certainly Talmud Chacham says Birchas HaTorah, and yet it's not continuing. Something's wrong. As we've been talking about, especially this past year, there's a disconnect. We're learning at Mamish, this is what we're learning yesterday in the Mesil Sharm, in the Chabura, in the city, in Bilvavi, this Indian. And it's Kedai if you have a chance to listen to the whole Hestalsos over there in the Ramchal's Agdama to, you know, the Ramchal's introduction to Mesil Sharm. Something is Nakuda. This Nakuda. So what does that mean that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah? The Kosov is Advarim Nimrotzim. Let's read now. This paragraph is from the Maharal in his introduction to Tiferes Yisrael. It's really good to learn the whole thing. This is the piece of it. But it will be enough for us to be able to continue as Hashem in Eretz HaTorah. Va'oid, as the Maharal explains, a true Talmud Chacham is not just someone that understands Torah or thinks about Torah, A true Talmud Chacham is Dovek al HaTorah. He's attached to the Torah. He's Dovek al HaTorah. Ki Chaviva HaTorah Alayim Deah, because the Torah is beloved to those who learn it. Ubishvil Ahavosam HaTorah, Dovizem Misalik Ahavas Hamokim, Bishor Zois Shaboim Lilmoid. And because of the great love of Torah that the Talmud Chacham has, he's dovek al Torah. He's deeply attached to the Torah. And he has great love for the Torah. And because of that, at the moment that he begins to learn, it's very easy for Hashem, even though it might sound strange, but it's easy for the one who gave the Torah to sort of disappear from the picture. Because of the Havas HaTorah that Talmud Chacham has. Because of his great love of Torah, which is a Maila. He has great love of Torah, and because of that great love that he has for Torah, the Maral says, "Bishvil ahavas matara dovizem esalik ahavas amokim." It's very hard for a person to be filled with two loves simultaneously. The nature of love is that it takes away everything else. That's the nature of love. It takes away everything else. Sometimes by when there's a very good smorgasbord, like if you go to Marina Del Rey, one of those good places, right? So then you could have nice people that could trample old Jews and push them onto the floor, knock them against the wall to get something at the smorgasbord. So if anybody asks you, what's the matter with you? Don't you love that old person? He said, of course, that's my grandfather. Of course I love him. But you know that you knocked him against the wall. You had to take him into the hospital because you knocked him over because you wanted to get a hot dog or something. So I said, I can't love hot dogs and my grandfather at the same time. It's a stira. It's a problem that people have. You have to have a very, very big heart to be able to. That's why there are two parts to the heart. A person to be able to, for one heart to contain two loves simultaneously, it's not easy. So when a Talmud Chacham, what's a Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham is dovek to Torah. He's not just interested in Torah, he lives in Torah. He loves Torah, which is a beautiful thing. But the result of that, the Maral says, "Bishvil ahavos l'Torah, dovek zemisalik ahavos amakim, b'shar zay shabayim lomay." This is the exact problem that Chaim Volozhiner was grappling with. Exactly. In other words, that because of the love of Torah, the Ahavas HaMakom is temporarily on the side. Love of God can become, can be placed on the back burner of that person's life. B'shas Halimud, when he's learning, because of the Ahavas HaTorah, it takes the whole mind and it takes the whole heart, everything is swept up in the learning. A person has to already be a Madrega to have such a love for Torah. Therefore, it's very possible and even likely that at the time of learning, the person's love is entirely focused on the Torah and not the giver of the Torah, not the one who gave the Torah. That's what Maral says, because ein aha, at the same time, at the same moment, you can't love two things at the same. You can't love at the same time. Ein ahava l'shnayim. Sometimes I've been asked by, sometimes a person comes from out of town, and they're coming to date from out of town, and they were set up like with four different girls or something, and that they're going to date at the same time. You know, like all the different girls, because they only can come into New York for like 10 days. So they have to do this. They have to do this like unbelievable round robin dating thing. So I always say, they ask me, "Is that, do you think that's okay? What do you hold? The different views of." I said, "I don't know. What does that mean?" I understand it's hard because you're schlepped from someplace and it's hard. And to go just with one girl, what if after 15 minutes it's not shy? So then what do? You came all the way from California. I mean, you could always stop by Doggies or go, something like that, to do something in New York, or go to the Lubav Trebi's Oils, Lahavdil, something good, right? But, it's a bad feeling. You came all the way from California to New York for a few minutes, and then you saw it wasn't shy. So then, Mimela, there's this idea, and I've heard people tell me that there were rabbis that told me that it's okay, I don't know. I'm not talking anything rabbinical. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to me. The Maharal says, "Ein." He says, "Ein ahava l'shnayim. Ein ahava l'shnayim." You can't do such a thing. The shaloi hay libcha cholik alamakim. There's a lashon like that in Rashi. The heart can't be divided. I have to shemakach b'chol levavcha with one's entire heart. You can't open your heart up in such a way to divide it in such a way. So in the end, what does that mean? It means that there are four people that you don't have much of a shaychus to. That's what it means. Kein ahava l'shnayim. Ki kol ahava hidvekes b'nehav. Because love means what? Dvekes b'nehav. The oyhev, the one who loves, is davuk to the nehav, to the person that he loves. Ki kol ahava dvekes b'nehav. Anybody that ever says to you a lashon like this, Hashem should save us from hearing these things. Unfortunately, I've heard them. I love my wife, but you know that there's a nusach like that, and then it depends what's after that but. Afterwards, depending on how serious is the second, you know, is the sefer of that mishnah of misery. What?
Ephes.
What's Ephes?
Ephes.
Oh, right. So the that sentence, I don't know, but there's someone else that Chas v'Shalom, person says these things. So then it's a stirim min hayodei. If you're telling me that you love your wife, then you can't love somebody else. Person tells me I'm just caught between these things. You're not caught. You're confused. You're confused. Person's confused, Hashem Yerachim. There's confusion in the world. The whole world is a big confusion. But to say ahava, you have to make a choice of what does it mean when you use the word ahava. What does it mean? You could love somebody and have a taiva for something else, but don't use the word ahava. Ahava is a very special word. And even though we know that it's being very, very badly abused in modern times, because people will use the word ahava for anything. They use it very casually, even when it comes to people that they love. They'll say, love you this, love you that. And they'll, you know, they just use the word love. And the same, they'll say, I love potato chips. I love this, I love that. Everything is love. It doesn't mean anything. But the emes ahava is ein ahava l'shnayim. Therefore, the Maharal says, that b'shas ma'aseh im dovek b'zeh en dovek b'achah. When you dovek, when there's, and it says in the Torah, v'dovek b'ishto, that's what it says. Attachment. Dveik is to a person's wife. Etzimat Samai. That's Ahava. Ahava is Dveikus. Ahava is Dveikus. And my Dveikus is Dovik Bezeh and a Dovik Ba'achir. Hadovik Bezeh Eino Dovik Ba'achir. Remember, it's an important sentence for ourselves and to tell people that need to be reminded. Hadovik Bezeh Eino Dovik Ba'achir. It's a taiva you might have, but don't use the word Ahava or Dveikus. Be careful how you use that word, Ahava. Hadovik bezeh en adovik ba'achir. Lefichach, therefore, Ahava is a Torah. So it happens like this. You have a Yid, and he loves Torah. Ahava is a Torah, shechaviva aleihem. Because the Talmud Chacham loves Torah. It's very beloved to the Talmud Chacham. Dovah zeh mesalik, shein habrocha b'chaliba, el Hashem is barach, v'meshunasana Torah. So the Maharal is explaining, what does that mean in the Gemara when it says Shloi Baruch HaBatar Tchila, that they didn't say Birch Satar? Everybody agrees. Of course they said the Bracha before they learned. They said the Birch Satar, but it was a fast. They said the Birch Satar, but there wasn't that wasn't the Iker. In other words, the Iker, he says, Ein HaBracha B'chaliba, the Bracha wasn't Hartzik, wasn't with the entire heart. Because the Iker Ahava there, the Ahava was for what they were learning, not for the one who gave the learning. Not for the one who gave the Torah, but for the Torah. Shein HaBracha B'chaliba L'Hashem Yisbarach Meshen Osna HaTorah. V'zeh She'ein Mevarchem B'Torah Tchila. That's the meaning of Ein Mevarchem B'Torah Tchila. That they didn't make the Birchas Torah Tchila. Rav Nosson Breslover has very halachic things on this, on Ilkutei Halachos, Ein Mevarchem B'Torah Tchila. that a person has to feel every little tchila, every little beginning in Torah is worth giving the greatest thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchilis. The problem is we only think that it's important to master this Torah and to know a lot and to know. And Eim Avachim b'Torah tchilis says that if a Jew would know that to learn one word tchila, to even begin a Mishnah, to begin a pasuk itself is so beautiful, it's so wonderful, it makes such a connection to Hashem, then he would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment for even the little Torah that he knows. But here the Maral says, V'zesh she'ein mevachem b'tar t'chil. Lefichach, ein yaitzim hem tamin hacham. So the Maral says, as shocking as it sounds, these tamin hachamim are not producing tamin hachamim. There's a problem. It's not continuing. Why isn't it continuing? Ein yoytzim hem tamir chachamim. Ki ilu hayu oyavim oysai. Because if the love of Torah would be, v'mesha Torah nimse mi'ito yisbarach, with that consciousness, that awareness, that feeling, pervading all the time through the learning, of love for the noisen ha-Torah, of love for the one who gives us the Torah, then Haya Hashem is brought gam kain siba l'tara lotzeis mehem tamid hachamim. Then the Torah would have a quality of nitzchis, of permanence, of kviyas, of endurance. The Baruch Shalom is chaya lamim. By the Baruch Shalom, nothing is half, nothing is a quarter. By the Baruch Shalom, everything is nitzchis, is l'ol me'a lamim, is forever. As far as a person's own personal feelings towards something, yesh v'yesh. One person can feel something, that doesn't mean that his child feels that. But when the person's, so therefore, Mal saying that when the Talmud Chacham's love is a love that's bound to the Torah itself, meaning that he has a love for the learning, which is nesechel, the intellect, that love for what he's learning, without the connection to the nice Torah, to the one who gives the Torah, so that means that he's in danger, there's a great danger of that Torah being detached from the Naisen HaTorah. Once something becomes detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it could become stale, and it could become withered and spoiled, and it could eventually die. The same way you could take a tree away from the place where it grows, or you take a fish out of the water, so then it's just a matter of time, it doesn't last. Because it's not connected to the Shirish. So even though this Talmud Chacham during his lifetime was very driven and motivated because of his tremendous love for the material and his appreciation of the knowledge that he was gaining, so that worked and it was great. But why isn't it continuing with the children? It's a very painful question. And the Maral says, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Shein mevarchim b'tarah tchila. Because Torah without the Noisna Torah is doomed. Short-lived, it doesn't have a long life, it has an expiration date. Usually the same, oftentimes could be the same expiration date as the person himself. And that's the end of it. It's finished, it doesn't go weiter. And even though he has a tremendous appreciation for the learning, but it's not an appreciation that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we've been talking about a lot. How we see this Keseda, that unfortunately, that the fact that someone is good at learning and is sharp in learning and enjoys learning doesn't necessarily make him into a tzaddik. And we've seen in our times that there's more than ever before such a strange situation where there are people who are learning, and now there's more learning than there's ever been in our history, such widespread learning and so on. And yet the hashpa doesn't seem to be a hashpa. In terms of Kedushas Yisrael, and becoming great people and bigger people and so on and so forth. We've spoken about it a lot, and it's not could I have to go into that now. So where is this from? Because it's detached from the Noisna Torah, from the one who gave the Torah. The Noisna Torah is La'ol Me'ad, is forever. When Torah is detached from that foreverness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it doesn't have a hamshach. It might. If that son meets up with a good chavrusa, or a nice, good rabbi, and he gets excited, but that would be already a second parasha. It's a different parasha. The Maharal is talking about, why isn't there a hemshech? There should be a natural hemshech. The same way that usually you see that kids resemble their parents physically. And even if they don't resemble them physically, they have mannerisms and other things. There are many things that... So you would say that, wow, it should be the father is with Torah, so it should be the kids with Torah. Especially since the father, throughout the time that the kid is growing up, the father is saying, more learning, more learning, more learning. It wasn't just like a gene. It's not just a gene. He really was trying to give that over to the son. A love of learning. An appreciation and a love for learning. So what happened to the child? This is the question, the same question that was in the time of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, of the hearts, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? It's the same question now. Why are we experiencing such churban in the Torah world? Churban in the Torah world. Why? It's the same question. Neymar of the hearts is a very, very, very contemporary question. And the answer is the same answer. Let's rephrase that for modern times. Why aren't religious Jews coming out from religious Jews? Well, we'll rephrase. Let's skip the Talmud Chacham because everybody says, well, that's not okay to me. So let's skip the Talmud Chacham. Why aren't Shomer Mitzvahs coming out from Shomer Mitzvahs? There should be a Hemshech. So the Nesha Ein Mevarchim B'Tarat Chila means if there's no Dveikas Hashem in your Yiddishkeit, then it doesn't have that. Doesn't have that power to continue. It's separated from Nitzchis. It's separated from eternity, from what's eternal. The Baruch Shalom is eternal. If a person's Yiddishkeit is a matter of social conventional behavior, just, you know, I'm from a firm family, you know, whatever, and I just go through the motions, I'm not really attached to Hashem, then why? How would that continue through the generations? How would that continue? It doesn't have staying power because you're not plugged into the outlet. Once you take the thing out of the outlet, you know how it is when you charge something like the phones and all these machines, that these are the batteries, but the phones also have that, but you have to charge it. And then after a while, if you don't recharge it, if it's not plugged in, so then it's just a matter of time. So then you see first it goes down like from three things to two things. And then I don't know how long it goes on that one. So I always take chances and it doesn't usually work out. So they're wondering, how come religious people are not having religious children? They're spoiled from it. Now there are sometimes, of course, but that's not the case. And there are other factors that certainly are there that would affect, that would disrupt a healthy continuation of that charge of electricity from the parents to the children. We understand that. The matzav is a complicated matzav. But when all other things appear to be working okay, what's going on? And this is not just now, this we see from the beginning there's been a problem. Then they ma ain't tamil chom yachim tamil chom. The answer is, so get up at the next convention when they talk about kids at risk and say, I know the reason for all the problems. So they'll say, what are you out of your mind? What do you mean when they say Mevachim B'Tarat Chila? There isn't a person here that doesn't say Birch Sotar in the morning. It's the same thing that Maral's talking about. Say, Rabbi Yisai, what I want to say is the following. Ein Mevachim B'Tarat Chila, Ein B'Bach V'Ein B'Maral. Ein Mevachim B'Tarat Chila doesn't just mean to say Birch Sotar, it means to feel Birch Sotar. And feeling Birch Sotar means the Vekis to the Bari Olam, the giver of Torah. For children to be on fire with Yiddishkeit, the parents have to be on fire with Yiddishkeit. Again, sometimes it happens that the parents are, and there are other problems. We know that. But the natural Hemshech, there's a Seder in the Riyah. There's a Seder. And the Seder, the Teva HaDvarim should be that God-fearing parents have God-fearing children. There's a Teva. Sometimes there's something Lo Tiv'i. But the Teva should continue in such a way. So there must be something that's staring the Teva. There's something getting in the way of the Teva. sometimes it's an inyan of this friend, a bad friend, someone, a bad hashpa. There are other things. But of course, to just say that it's all to be, the whole reason is because of a friend that the kid met. If a Jew is a strong Jew, even if he meets up with a kid that's not such a good kid, he's able to overcome that. He has kaiches to overcome that. All the talk, I know I've said this a billion times, all the talk about the internet, that the internet is the main cause of the churn. At every convention, they have the same answer. Mipnei ma av da haaretz, mipnei ha-internet. It's the same answer. And I've been saying this all the time. I know I'm always saying it to the same people who believe in it. But, yeah, so that, okay, that's all we could do. I mean, I'm going to talk. But mipnei ma av da haaretz, the internet. So this became like such a gewaltig thing. If they didn't have the internet to blame, they'd have to look at themselves. Mm-hmm. It's such a gewaltig thing. It's such a chesed from the Baruch Shalom that everybody could say, anything's wrong with any kid, what can you do? It's the internet. It's the internet. What can you do? It's not, I don't have the internet, but my kid found the internet by the friend's house, so they went to the place where they were. And that's it. That's it. Every generation has internets. Every single generation has internet. In our grandparents' generation, there was an internet. Whatever you want to call it, it was communism. Wherever they lived, there was an internet. There was the opening up of Garisha literature. There were internets in every generation. For that generation, that was an internet. So we say, no, but everybody will say, no, there was never anything like this. In their generation, there was never anything like that. And the nefilas were smaller nefilas, it's true. But it's as if there wasn't assimilation, there wasn't intermarriage, there wasn't one. So the internet, mipneimah of the arts, the question was asked at the time of the churban. And the answer was, mipneishalai baruch ha-batara tchila. It's the same question now, and it's the same answer now. You're only avoiding the truth by blaming other things. Internet is a huge problem. There's no question. It's a huge problem. In their days, communism and Haskalah, those were huge problems. But if a Yid is on fire with the Bari Olam, when a Yid is on fire, and he's Mavarach B'Tarat Chila, and he lives with a nice Nahatayra, it can weather the storms. It can make it through the storm of the internet and come out still a whole Jew. It can make it through that world. But if a person is raised without the Rabbanu Shalom, even though he's raised a lot of learning, seichel, all seichel in the head, but without Birchas HaTorah, without Ein Mevarchim Torah Tchila, so then when he meets up with the internet, that's it, he's finished. He falls in love with the internet. He was never in love with the Rabbanu Shalom. If he'd be in love with the Rabbanu Shalom, Ein Ahava L'Shnayim. Ein Ahava L'Shnayim. He has no hergish for the Rabbanu Shalom. Nobody ever spoke to him about any feeling of Dveikas Tashem. That's not his fault. He doesn't have any shaykhs. So the parents are sitting and wondering. And then they go, and then they go to the speeches, and the speech says, oh, because the internet, we have to have new things to keep them away, and the internet, and the preachers of society, the preachers. There's always preachers. What's going to be with the girls? All of a sudden, there are no girls? They make it sound like, all of a sudden, it was just guys for thousands of years learning Torah and Yeshiva, and then the Baruch Shalom did such a strange thing. He all of a sudden let these other types into the world. All of a sudden girls came into the world. Whoa. Nobody ever saw a girl. There was a new thing that came into the world. Nekevas. Until that time it was only a Zachar. And then came the Nekevas. It says by Bereshis, the Baruch Shalom made such a mahalach of Zachar Nekevas, Baruch Shalom. But you think there were never, if you go to any of these speeches, there were never any girls, there were never any Taivas, there was never. And then all of a sudden came into our lives this terrible thing. The internet is terrible, and the nekevas are terrible. They came into, and now everything's tafal. So what are we going to do? Keep them away from the internet, keep them away from the nekevas. Everything is going to be just fine. And when they're ready to get married, they said, no, you have to talk to the nekevas. But then everything's going to be fine. It's the same question, but the ma of the Arabs, and it's the same answer. Shalai baruch b'tarat chil. That's what I'm saying. You can't love two things at the same time. Ain't a hava l'shnayim. If there's no Noisna Torah, the Torah can't go on. It doesn't have Nitzchias. The Torah is not plugged into the outlet. The outlet is the Noisna Torah. And if you take out that plug, even though it could still have a couple of things on the, you know, on the screen, and it could last a little bit, but it's not going to continue. So that's the Maral says. If they would love the Torah because this Torah is Hashem, and they would be conscious of that and aware of that. Then they're plugged into Hashem, and Hashem would be the cause of the Torah continuing with the children and the grandchildren. It would continue. Vasne boya be'esh, right? The bush by Moshe Rabbeinu was on fire, right? On fire. Vasne enenu ukal. Remember, we learned many times what's enenu ukal. That's the lashon that we have. Enikel, a grandchild's called an enikel, and it comes from enenu ukal. The tzaddikim said enenu ukal. The fire is not extinguished. The fire is burning. Then there's an enikel that's on fire too. That's how it is. Einenu ukal. But it has to be asner boyer ve'esh. It has to be burning. It has to be burning. That his galus took place where? On the mountain where the Torah was going to be given. And that place of Har Sinai, that's the his galus of asner boyer ve'esh. Ba'asner einenu ukal. Oye, Hashem is Baruch Gamkin, Sibel Atar Lotzism, Hem Tamir HaChomer. Va'at Hashem Dveikim V'Roit from Achva Ter Atzma Bilvad. Now we have Talmidei Chacham that they're just dveikim, they're attached to, and they're chasing after Torah, just the Torah itself. Acha Torah Atzma Bilvad. Veinim dveikim by Yisborach, by Meshu Yisborach, Sibel Torah. And they're not dveikim to Hashem, they're not dveikim to Hashem. The Rebbe of Yonis and the Ibish used to daven for hours. And the Rebbe of Yonis and Eibishes was the greatest mind of that whole time, of that generation, was the Rebbe of Yonis and Eibishes. Was the biggest mind in learning. And people in this fall, that was like wasting time. They were standing there shachris for hours. And this was precious time that could have been used for learning. And the same kash was on the Chassam Sofer. Also was davening. The Chassam Sofer is davening. And the Rebbe of Yonis said the same thing. The Chassam Sofer said the same thing. Which we can now paraphrase as Ani Tzarech Levarach B'Torah Chiyuv. I have to have a Dveikus to Hashem. What's my learning? Stam. To learn, to be smarter, to be able to write a sefer, to say something over. It wasn't on the cheshbon of their learning. It was for their learning. And because of that, the Maral says, "Lahoy yotzimito tamid chacham sheyesh b'Torah." So came out this strange thing, that even the teva would be the nature. Nature would dictate that from the father is a tamid chacham, should come out a son is a tamid chacham. She'ein kan hasiba hamashpi es a Torah, who a tamid chacham, because it's missing the siba. The cause that's mashpiyatar, which is the Bari Olam. V'zeh sh'omar ha'kosov. And that's what it says in Avi, v'lo yishomu b'koyli. Which the Gemara brings down that pasuk. They didn't listen to my voice. It says, me'ma of the haaretz, why is there churban? Why is the Beis HaMikdash destroyed and the whole Eretz Yisrael is a mess? Why? V'lo yishomu b'koyli. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Avi. They didn't listen to my voice. So what's Samaral says? Leishom b'kayli is negative Torah atzma. Leishom b'kayli, they weren't listening to my Torah, meaning they were not careful with keeping mitzvahs the way they should have kept mitzvahs. V'leihilchul ba, they didn't walk in its way. From there, the Gemara learns out shalai bocha b'Torah tchila. What does it mean v'leihilchul ba? They didn't walk in Torah. It already says leishom b'kayli. Leishom b'kayli means that they didn't listen to the Torah. It means they weren't doing what they were supposed to. They weren't listening to the Torah. What does it mean, v'lo hilchul ba? What does that mean, v'lo hilchul ba? Shlo ilochu ha'tayr im sibasa. The Maral says, even those who were observing Torah, and they were learning Torah, they weren't walking in it. And he explains that means, Le'hil chuba means they weren't living in it. In what way? Shleilochu ha-Torah ad sibasa. Walking means to go from the beginning to the end. That's what it means, to go from someplace, you leave, and you have a destination. The Maal says that Le'hil chuba means that they didn't, when they were learning, they were not walking, they were not, their learning was not a walk that took them from the page in front of them to the one who gave the Torah. Le'hil chuba. They were in the Torah, but they weren't walking in Torah. They stayed in the words. They stayed in the page. They stayed in the Gemara. They stayed in the Rashi, the Tais. They stayed in the Pasuk. But they didn't take that journey, le'hil chuba. They didn't take the journey to the one who gave the Torah. They weren't journeying. They weren't traveling, le'hil chuba, to the Nisna Torah. They just were in the Torah, but not the Nisna Torah. Le'hil chuba, shle'locho ha'Torah ad sibasa. They didn't go with it to its cause. The cause meaning, of course, Hashem is above, is the cause of Torah. Kilekichas ha'Torah im sibasa. When you learn Torah with the cause of Torah, which is Hashem is above, when you learn Torah with the Rabbanu Shlom, with the Nisna Torah, that's a chavrusa that you always have to have, no matter who your chavrusa is. That's the chavrusa that a person always has. Kilekichas ha'Torah im sibasa nikra halicha b'Torah legamrei. That's called mamish walking in the Torah. That's that journey of Torah. It's a journey that goes with you everywhere. Really, that's what Binyamin was talking about on Yontif. That's the Vayihi ben Soi Ha'aron, right? That we were learning about on Yontif. The Vayihi ben Soi Ha'aron. Where's the Torah? Where's the Torah? Le'hil chuba, that journey of Torah, is with you everywhere. If the one who you're learning with, if your chavrus is the nice not Torah, that's what the tzaddikim was saying. What the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was saying in the Ma'aseh that Binyamin said from Reb Nachman Herdenko was that it's here in Mezhbiz, the Aron is here in Mezhbiz. So if you hear that on the outside, what is it? How can you say such a thing that the Aron is in Mezhbiz? What kind of a thing is that? The Aron is in Mezhbiz? What's Hayes Mezhbiz? Where is it saying that you open up the Chumash? I never saw Mezhbiz in Chumash. I don't know what that is. The Aron is in Mezhbiz. Where are you going to find the Bar Ilam right now in your life? You. We know in Yerushalayim. We know that the Aron is in Yerushalayim. But where's the Bar Ilam? Where are you going to connect to the Bar Ilam right now in your life? That's what I was talking about during the week. We were talking a little bit about Hakel. We were learning the mitzvah of Hakel and Sefer Mitzvahs. And I mentioned the other day what Rav Soloveitchik was saying about Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Soloveitchik said that wherever you'll be a better Jew. If you'll be a better, if it's easier for you to be a good Jew in Eretz Yisrael, and that's good, that helps you to get to be a better Jew, then that's for you. And if for you to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a better Jew in Chutz La'aretz, so that's good, then that's you. Then stay in Chutz La'aretz. But that's the tachlis of all tachlis. That's the avaydus ha-avayda of a Jew, is to come to the very island. Because then the Yiddishkeit has a nitzchis. If you go to Eretz Yisrael without the Baruch Shalom, so what did you do? So you're saying the Baruch Shalom lives in Eretz Yisrael. So if you went to Eretz Yisrael and you don't connect to the Baruch Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, so you could, you should, why not? Everybody does, and so on and so forth. Maybe it doesn't, not for everybody right now. When Mashiach comes, for sure, right now not. So if you weren't able to find the Baruch Shalom over there, so it could be, because the Aron isn't measures for you. Not for the other Jew. The other Jew, his Aron is in Yerushalayim, or it could be in Be'er Sheva, it could be in Ramat Gan, wherever his Aron is. That's the Vayihi ben Soi Ha'aron. It moves. It goes. The ikar is that it's v'lahil chuba, that you're traveling with the Bari Olam. The Bari Olam is portable. Leis osa ponim yinei. There is no place empty of him. But if your Torah, wherever you could be sitting in the Ir Ha'atika, and you could have Chaim David's view of the Harabais. And if you don't have the Rabbanu Shalom with you over there, so then you could be light years away. You could be light years away. And it doesn't have nitzchis. In Lebarcha B'Torah Tchil, it's the same question. The Ne'emah of the Ha'aretz. It's a horrible question. But you have to be honest and ask the question. Why is there a Churban? It's the same question. It has the same answer. And no one seems to be saying it. The Rav Schwartz is saying it. He's screaming it in Bovavi Mishkan Evne every single page, every single paragraph. Other tzaddikim, Elich Yidden, and so on, are screaming it. They're screaming it. But in the Welt, it's not being heard so much. It's starting slowly to Bislach. There are some people who are thinking of bringing back God into the yeshivas. It's a radical idea. There are some people, I was talking to some guys, beautiful guys from Brooklyn last week, who are trying to start a new yeshiva. And that's the basis for this yeshiva. God. I'm not even saying it in Hebrew. I'm not saying B'nai Shalom, B'nai Olam. Just God. I said, what you could call it yeshiva de God. Base God. House of the Lord. Use an English title, call it something like that. They want to do a very revolutionary thing. They want to start a yeshiva. Listen to this. You ever hear this thing? They want to start a yeshiva where God is part of the curriculum. And they're already having lots of opposition. They're going to have lots of opposition. It's not the way we do things. No one will say that we're against God, but there are other ways of saying that. Rabbi say, the Gemara says, you believe in the Gemara, you learn Gemara. Maybe you skip the Agadah the parts. Don't skip the Agadah of the Churban. Every Jew on Tisha B'Av learns those. On Tisha B'Av, at least there's one day a year when everybody's honest. One day. Tisha B'Av is more honest day than Yom Kippur. Because big tzaddikim, kind of going to live life on this one, we don't have much of our saga. But how to mess up your life, we know very well, right? Tisha B'Av, everybody can understand. Tisha B'Av, everybody can have a Dveikus Hashem. Tisha B'Av, very strong. It's a very big yontif Tisha B'Av. Ne'ma avda ha'aretz. Stop playing games and stop blaming everybody else and say the truth. It's Yiddishkeit without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't work. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has a strong chance of making it. There's still a lot of problems. But it has a chance of surviving. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't work. Kilekichas HaTorah Mitzvos Nikra Halicha B'Torah Lagamrei. That's called halicha b'tar legamim b'chukaisai teilechu. So everybody says Rashi amelamatar. Every shmuz in the yeshiva is that b'chukaisai. All you need is that one pasuk and the one Rashi. Amelamatar. It's true. Amelamatar. With the Rebbe Shlom. Let's just read another this last sentence. I guess next we'll go into the Arius HaTorah. I'm sorry, I misled you. The timing was off. So just the Rominska ends this maimer by saying what needs to be added to the words of the Bach and the Maharal to understand what was the Baal Shem Tov and his students, what were they longing for, what were they trying to accomplish. So this is something what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about was changing something, was new, was different. Lahashvish b'sarich lamdei ha-Torah b'Yisrael, that they wanted to bring this deep into the hearts of the Jews who are learning Torah. Lahosim hem evan v'negif, to remove the stone, that obstacle. Lukashir es nishmas ha-Yehudi b'barai. What the Baal Shem Tov wanted to accomplish was to what? To attach nishmas ha-Yehudi, the soul of the Jew, to the one who created him. Ayidei ha-Esek b'Torah. Not by something else, not with what people would make it seem like, that just to drink and to schmooze and to tell stories, but either ha'esek b'Torah, same Torah, ha'esek b'Torah, ha'amal ba b'chukaseh teleichu maskim 100% on melus and Torah, learning with all your kaiches. Ela habemanim kayom leredes el mishnas hachasidus ul havina karoi. Those who refuse to make the effort to understand the true meaning of Chassidus. Eila Hamishtar, he's talking about the author of this disgusting book. Eila Hamishtadlim La'arpala, those who are trying to darken it, or to conceal it. ulahamida bekaren chashecha, and to give the impression that chassidus is, God forbid, something which is dark or different and against chalil, against the Torah. Va'afilu hatsiya as daita usvarasa lai, k'meisha also b'sefer ha'goyim. Even to try, as if you just keep presenting its ideas. Not that you have anything against the chassidus or against chassidus, just to present the ideas. K'meisha also b'sefer ha'goyim, like this person did in the book that's called ha'goyim. Eila lo ro ma'ayus ha'chassidus miyameim. These are people who never saw the light of chassidus in their lives. V'yihi lahem asher lahem. And they should have what they have, which is a Torah way of saying something else. I'm not saying that. That they should have whatever they have. This is the light of the Shiras Yom of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. It's not anything new. It's to intensify and to re-energize and to recharge the morale, the Bach, all that was on bookcases, gathering dust. And the Baal Shem Tov saw that Yidden was just losing it. They were falling away. The whole world was leaving Yiddishkeit. It's the same thing now. And the answer is the answer of Torah Lishma. Lishema Torah, the way we're going to read how it's so beautiful in Rav Kook's words, exactly what we've been learning. And the tzaddik who made shalom in this world, will bring shalom to each and every one of us. If we learn the Torah in such a way, we'll be zeichet to live, not only to think about it and to learn about it, but Lishma Velasis, it's called Divay, Taz Hashem, Be'ahav.
Amen. Amen.